إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity that He has granted us in order to advise one another with that which is truth, and to advise one another with the impatient upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Of Allah's permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to take a look at the tafsir of Surah Yasin, a couple of ayats from the beginning of this beautiful surah, this beautiful chapter from the Quran. This surah is Makkiya surah. It came down before Hijrah. In the chapters of the Quran, they are in two categories, Makki or Madini. Makki, these are the chapters that came down before Hijrah, before the Prophet made Hijrah to Medina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or Madini, these are the chapters that came down after Hijrah, whether the Prophet was in Medina or other than Medina, whether he was traveling. The ones that came down before Hijrah, they're called Makki. And the ones that came from the word Mecca. And the ones that came down after you made Hijrah, they're called Medini. From the word Medina. In the beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yasin. And Yasin, these are two letters from the Arabic alphabet. And they're not read as they're written down. They're not read as they are written. Rather, they are read according to the names of the letter from the alphabet. The name of the letter is Ya, and the second letter is Sin. And these letters that come at the beginning of these surahs, this is how they are read. They're not read as they're written, as it is written as a word. Rather, they're read by the name of the letter. At this beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, you have Alif Lam Mim. And you have Qaha, Surah Al-Qaha, Waha Mim. A couple of surahs that start with that. And this surah that we're taking a look at today with Allah's permission, Yasin. And the ulama, they have differed in the meaning of these letters. As Uthaymeen, he explains in the beginning of his tafsir, Surah Al-Baqarah, and other than him, from amongst the people of Tafsir. From amongst them, the ulama, they say that these letters that are at the beginning of many surahs, like Alif Lam, Ra, Waqafin, Waqafin, Wahamin, Alif Lam Mim Sad. Some of them say that these letters, they have a meaning. That's one statement, that's one position. And the second position, the second opinion, and the statement of the ulama, are that these are letters of the alphabet, they have no meaning. They have no meaning. The third position is that they have a meaning. They have a meaning, but Allah knows best what the meaning is. And the fourth is Allah knows best whether they have a meaning or they don't have a meaning. The fourth opinion is that Allah knows best whether they have a meaning or they don't have a meaning. And Uthaymeen and many of the other ulama, they see that the strongest position, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahimahumullah ta'ala jameen, may Allah have mercy be upon all of them, they say that the strongest position and the most weightiest position is the second position, that these letters are letters from the alphabet, they don't have any meaning. This is the statement of Mujahid from amongst the Tabi'een and other than him. And the reason for that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them the Quran in clear Arabic. The Quran is descended in the Arabic language. And in the Arabic language, these letters don't have meanings by themselves. They don't have meanings. So that's the strongest position in it. As far as the hikmah or the purpose in bringing these ayats, or these letters, that's correct, bringing these letters, and at the beginning of Surah Yasin, you'll see that this Yasin, it is the first verse, it's the ayat. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, when you say Alif Lam Mim, this is the first verse, it's the ayat. The hikmah in it, or the wisdom behind it, is to show the wonder of the Quran and how that people, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started these surahs, or some surahs with these letters, and how people, these are from the Arabic language, and that the people who speak Arabic and are profound with Arabic, they are incapable in understanding what they mean. And this is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, وَالْحَافِظُ الذَّهَبِي رَحِمُهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. What is important to also understand is that the surahs that start with these letters, most of the surahs that start with these letters, the first thing that is mentioned after these letters is the Quran. So if you look at the surah that we're reading today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yasin wal Qur'anil Hakim. Yasin, then Allah swears by the Quran that's full of wisdom. He mentions Yasin, then he says, wal Qur'an al Hakim. By the book that's full of wisdom. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Alif Lam Mim, that is the book, there is no doubt in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Surah Taha, Taha, Ma anzamna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. Taha, we have not sent down this Qur'an to you as a difficulty. And Allah says in Surah Zukhruf, Hameen wal kitab al-mubin. Hameen, but the clear book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in most of the surahs, not all of them, but most of the surahs that he mentions, these letters, the first thing that comes after it is the mentioning of the Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the surah, Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by the Qur'an and he describes it that is full of wisdom. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim. And the wow, this is used as wow for swearing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by his creation. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by something, then first of all, the Quran is not from the creation of Allah. Well, the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by his creation. He says, wal asr. He says, wal shamsi. He swears by the time. He swears by the sun. Wal layli. He swears by the night. Wal duha. He swears by duha, which is early part of the morning. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by something, it shows that this thing that he's swearing by is something that is extolled, or something that is enormous, or something that his position is high with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by his Quran that is full of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, he describes his Quran as being Hakim. And this name Hakim, it could mean a number of meanings. From amongst the meanings that they say that it means It means that Al-Hakim means Al-Hakim, meaning that this is the thing, this is the judge or the criterion, this is the thing that all the issues go back to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whatever you disagree in from amongst anything, then His decision is with Allah. And this is the book of Allah. If we disagree upon anything in this deen, even in the affairs of dunya, then the issue of it goes back to Allah, meaning the book of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُقِنُونَ. And who is better than Allah as a judge for a people who are upon certainty, for people who are upon yaqeen and certainty. So this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described it with it being hakim, meaning that it's hakim. And from amongst the meanings of hakim, meaning that it's muhkam, meaning that it's muhkam, that it's perfect. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا. And Allah says, and like that we have sent it down as a perfect Arabic book. In it is perfection. There is no contradiction in it whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by His book full of wisdom. He says, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah is swearing by His book that is full of wisdom in order to say, certainly you are from amongst the messengers. And you, Muhammad, Allah swears by His book to say that certainly you, O Muhammad, you are from amongst the messengers. And there's nothing that necessitates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have to swear for that His Prophet Muhammad is from amongst the messengers, except the fact that the disbelievers rejected the Prophet and denied the fact that he was a messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes here that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is certainly from amongst the messengers. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That's the next ayah. Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly, you are definitely from amongst the messengers. And in this verse, as we mentioned first, Allah is swearing by His book that the Prophet, that Muhammad is from amongst the messengers. And in this verse, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. إِنَّكَ, in it is emphasis. In the word إِنَّكَ, it conveys emphasis. Then, لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, this lamb also, لَا. لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, it also conveys emphasis and stress to the fact that the Prophet is indeed definitely from amongst the messengers. And what necessitates this kind of stress and emphasis is the fact that the disbelievers rejected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, As-salat, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah says, certainly you are from amongst the messengers on a straight path. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the straight path, meaning the path that leads to Allah and that leads to the pleasure of Allah in this world and in the next. The path that leads to Jannah. And this path, that is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is the path of Allah, Siratullah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Ash-Shura, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ. And Allah says, and certainly you indeed guide to the straight path, the path of Allah. The path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by His book and full of wisdom that Muhammad is indeed from amongst the messengers that is on the straight path, the path of Allah. The path that leads to Ridwan Allah. And leads to the pleasure of Allah and the path that leads to Jannah. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly you are from amongst the messengers. عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. On a straight path تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. This is the descending of the mighty, the merciful. Meaning this Quran, and this deen, and this Sirat al-Mustaqim, this straight path, and this religion of Islam has been descended. It has been descended down from Al-Aziz al-Rahim, from the mighty, the merciful. From the mighty, the merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows that he explains that the Quran was sent down from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, which shows other descriptions and other high descriptions and qualities for the Quran, that is the book of Allah, and that it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with it. It is speech of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with it. Jibril heard it from Allah and conveyed it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he heard. It's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shows when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says tanzeel, tanzeel, that is descend, is the descending. It has been sent down from Al-Aziz al-Rahim. Just the fact that it has been sent down is honor for the book of Allah. And it shows the position of the book of Allah. That is a book that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that came from Allah. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with this exact book, spoke with it, spoke with these words. The Quran is kalam Allah, it's the speech of Allah. And this is Quran came from Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim. It came from the Mighty, the Merciful. And when you hear that this book came from the Mighty, the Strong, the Powerful One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that is obligatory upon us to act in accordance with this book. And this is how we should feel when we hear that this is Tanzeel al-Aziz, that this is the descendant of the mighty, the powerful one. This should let us know, and we should feel that it is wajib on us, and it is obligatory upon us to act in accordance with this book. And whoever does not act in accordance with this book, then he's going to have to stand before Al-Aziz, the mighty and powerful one, who sent down this book. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same ayat describes himself with Rahim, and that he's merciful, and that there is no mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on the whole earth to mankind, more merciful than him sending down this Quran. This is the greatest mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to mankind. This is the greatest mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to mankind and has bestowed upon mankind in the sending down of His book, His speech to mankind. So those who live in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, they will be in mercy. Because the one that sent this book down, he's Rahim. For the one who acts in accordance with this book, he will have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him in this world and in the next. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. And in this verse is another description that is contained within the meaning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opens this ayat, he says, Yaseen wal-Qur'an al-Hakim. He says, the Qur'an is full of wisdom. He said that this Quran is full of wisdom, is the Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. That is the sending down of the one that is mighty and powerful and most merciful. But this Quran that he sent down, he described it, that is the Quran al-Hakim. It's the Quran that's full of wisdom. And if the Quran is Hakim, if the Quran is full of wisdom, then the one who spoke with it is also Hakim. The one who spoke with this book is also Hakim and has full of wisdom in the things that he does. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds his and when the names of Allah come together, it increases in beauty. Now the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just say Aziz, that somebody just being Aziz, somebody just being strong and powerful by itself, this a person who is just considered strong and powerful, this could be considered a deficiency if he doesn't have any rahmah with him, if he doesn't have any mercy with him. And somebody who's just merciful, is always merciful, and he doesn't have any strength with him, this could be considered this will be considered deficiency in him, that he is merciful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered these two descriptions together, that he is powerful, and he knows when to be merciful, and that he is merciful, and he knows when to execute his power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, he describes his book as Hakim, and he is the one that spoke with his book, that he is Hakim, and he has wisdom, and he knows when to be powerful, and he knows when to be merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Quran is a book full of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, huwa tanzeel, tanzeel al-aziz al-rahim. That is the tanzeel, that is the sending down of the one that is powerful, and the one that is what? The one that is merciful, and the one that is Hakim, the one that puts things in his proper perspective. He puts things in its appropriate places. And this is from the Muslim meaning of Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yasin, wal Qur'an al-Hakim, by the Qur'an, the full of wisdom, innaka lamina al-mursaleen, certainly, you are indeed from amongst the messengers, ala sirat al-mustaqim, on a straight path. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. This is the sending down of the one that's powerful and the one that is merciful. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. In order that you may warn the people, their fathers were not warned. Therefore, they're heedless. They're in ghafla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, he explains the purpose or from amongst the purposes that he sent the Quran down as a warning. From amongst the purposes that Allah sent this Quran down as a warning to mankind. This Quran is a warning to mankind. Allah says in his ayat, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا, to warn a people who their fathers were not warned. And these people are the Arab. These people, they're the Arabs. And this doesn't deny the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just sent to the Arabs, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent for all of mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O mankind, certainly I am the messenger of Allah for all of you. I'm the messenger of Allah for all of you. But in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he sent down this Quran as a warning to our people. Their fathers were not warned. The Quran or no ayat or any hujjah has not reached them. فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Therefore, they are heedless. And a warning, يَلْزَمْ التَّخْوِيفِ. The warning has to have in it a threat. Allah threatens the disobedient of his punishment. That's what a warning is. A warning has to have in it a threat. Something that makes somebody afraid. Yeah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his prophet as a warning. And sent his book as a warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says at the beginning of Surah Al-Furqan, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تبارك الله, تبارك الذي. And تبارك is a statement that means تعظم. Blessed be to Allah. When I sent down the Furqan upon, meaning the Quran, the Furqan, the criterion between light and wrong and truth and falsehood, he sent it down upon his servant so that he would be to all of mankind, to all of the world, a warner. And he would be a warner, Nazir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says at the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. All praise be to Allah, the one who has sent down upon his servant the book. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ أَيْوَجَهُ قَيِّمًا لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ. And then he didn't make in his book any crookedness in it or any contradiction in it. It is straight in order to warn of the severe punishment from it, meaning from Allah, in order to warn against the severe punishment that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغَ. He says about his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this Quran has been revealed to me in order to warn you all and those whoever it reaches. But this Quran is to warn the Arabs and whoever it reaches. And whoever it reaches. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this Quran down as a warning to a people whose fathers were not warned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, to show that this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent it down to a people whose forefathers or their fathers, it had not reached them at tawheed, in obedience to Allah, and following his messenger, alayhi salatu wa salam. No kind of message like this reached them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to his people because no message had reached them. Their fathers were not warned, so therefore he didn't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Sajda, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Are they saying that you invented this and you fabricated? بَلْ هُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Rather, it is the truth from your Lord. لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. Rather, it is the truth from your Lord in order that you may warn a people. No warner came to them before you. No warner came to them before you so that they may be guided. So we want to understand that those who are ignorant of the truth and reject it, they reject the truth. And this rejecting leads to them being heedless. Those who are ignorant of the truth, and those who are unaware of the truth, and those that the truth is not clear to them, as a result of their ignorance, they reject the truth. As a result of their ignorance, they reject the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions this in his Quran, verse ayat, as he says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقَّ فَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Rather, most of them, they don't know the truth. Therefore, they turn away from it. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقَّ فَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Most of them, they do not know the truth. Therefore, they turn away from it. So how many Muslims, they reject things from Islam? From the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from amongst the tariq of the Salaf, from the way of the Salaf, the way of the companions, the ones that were with the Messenger of Allah. And why do they do this? Just because they're ignorant. Just because they are unaware. Because they are unaware. And all of this shows the importance of ilm, the importance of those who are upon the truth to study, and also shows the importance of having risk and having mercy and being gentle when calling people to this deen. And that people turn away from the truth because of ignorance, because they're not aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they rejected that which they did not fully comprehend. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. They rejected that which they totally didn't understand. That which they did not comprehend, this is what they rejected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this ayah, in this surah that we're reading, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا, in order to warn the people, مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ. Their fathers were not warned, فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Therefore, they are in ghafla, in heedlessness. They're heedless. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of this Quran, at the beginning of this surah, he says, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ. He describes the Quran that is hakim. So also the da'i, And the one that calls people to this deen has to have hikmah. He has to be upon ilm. He has to be upon ilm. They have to be upon ilm. As it comes in the hadith, the ex Aisha, radiallahu anha, about the akhlaq of the Prophet, قال خلقه كان خلقه القرآن, that his akhlaq was the Quran. So a person, a da'i, wa talib al-ilm, he has to have hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says his Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the people that disbelieve in Allah, that worship other than Allah, and they disbelieve in the oneness of Allah, that Allah, he deserves to be worshipped alone. Allah sent him amongst these kind of people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ, and like that, we sent you in the ummah, in the nation. وَدَخَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَّةٍ, and nations from before it has passed before it. لِتَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, in order to recite to them that which we reveal to you, وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَةِ, and they disbelieve with Rahman. وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَةِ, meaning this is their hal, this is their situation, this is their condition that they're in, and disbelief with Ar-Rahman, and disbelieving in Allah, and disbelieving in Tawheed, and with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his message of Allah amongst the people who disbelieve, and the message that is coming. So he has to have hikmah, and he has to be upon ilm when he calls them to his deen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that his book is Hakim, and the person also who calls for this religion has to be upon hikmah. He has to be Hakim. He has to be wise. He has to be full of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we did not send you down except as a mercy to mankind, as a mercy to the whole world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy. So the ones that call for this deen, they have to know that the people upon ignorance, they are upon disbelief, and that even the people turn away from amongst the Muslims, turn away from that which is correct, and they turn away from the Sunnah because they're ignorant. Because nobody came to them and explained to them that which is the Sunnah and that which is the halal. Some people don't understand what is Dalil. Some people don't understand who are the Sahaba. Some people don't know the difference between Aisha and Khadija. And you're upset because he doesn't play with a sutra, or you're ready to make kids with him because of certain detailed situations of the deen. People are in a state of ignorance. And these ayahs show the importance that the people who are upon the truth have to seek ilm. They have to be upon ilm. Have to be upon knowledge. And that people turn away from the truth because they're ignorant. No people have come to them and explained to them these issues. And don't think that this is because they know that there's a masjid facility on the corner or down the block that they see with you, with your beard or with your hijab or with your qamis, that they understand and this is the hujjah and that the proof has been explained to them. No, it's not like that. And that because there's an internet and because the tapes are out, no, it's not like that. People have to be spoon-fed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's described his book that is Hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about his prophet, La arsalnak. We did not send you illa rahmatan lil alam, except as a mercy to all of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this surah, Yaseen, wal Qur'an al-Hakim, by the book, Allah swears by the book, that full of wisdom, certainly you are indeed from amongst the messengers, on a straight path. And that this straight path, and this book, and this deen, is descended from Al-Aziz, the mighty, the powerful, Al-Rahim, the one that's most merciful. It's the purpose of it, in order لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ قَافِلٌ, in order to warn a people, their fathers were not warned, therefore they're heedless. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون. Most of them, they don't know the truth. Therefore, they turn away from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says after this, لَقَدَ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, the word has been proven true against most of them, so they will not believe. They will not believe. They will not believe. لَقَدَ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ. The قَوْلُ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ. The قَوْلُ, the statement has been proven against them. The statement, indeed, the statement has been proven against most of them, therefore, they will not believe. We want to understand this ayat, and the likes of this ayat is mentioned throughout the Quran plenty of times. The likes of this ayat is repeated throughout the Quran, that the ones that the statement has been proven against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فحق علينا قول ربنا إنا لذائقون. The statement has been proven against us. We're going to taste the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, those that the statement has been proven, the statement of your Lord has been proven against them, لا يؤمنون, they will not believe. ولو جاءتكم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Even if every ayah has come to them, they're not going to believe. Until they actually see the punishment. Until death comes. Until Allah punishes them. So this statement that has been proven against them, as Ibn Faymin explains in his tafsir, and Shilqiti explains in his tafsir, Abu al-Bayan, and Ibn Kathir, this statement that has been proven against them is a statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ فَالْحَقُّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِنْ مَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, after explaining the story of our father Adam wa Hawa, and how Iblis deceived them, and Allah sent them all down to this world, Allah says, فَالْحَقُ فَالْحَقُ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ. Allah says, the truth, and the truth I say, I'm going to fill the hellfire with you and those who follow you from amongst them altogether. But this statement that has been proven against them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his vast ilm, he knows from amongst mankind, and he written down from amongst mankind those that are going to the hellfire. Allah has known beforehand those who are going to enter Jannah and those who are going to enter the hellfire. And he wrote down for certain people that they're going to be in the hellfire. This is the statement of Allah. He's going to enter them into the hellfire. And this is the statement that has been proven against them, that they're going to enter the hellfire. And those, if anybody, the statement has fallen on them and has been proven against them that he's going to enter the hellfire, then that, there's no way that they can. And they're indeed going to enter the hellfire. As Uthman explains in the tafsir, قَالَ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُؤْمِنُ. Whoever the statement of Allah has been proven against them, and the statement means, the statement of Allah, I'm going to fill the hellfire with you, meaning Iblis, and those who follow you. If this statement is proven on anybody, there's no way that they can. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Uthaymeen brings the ayat, أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْكِلُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Is the one that the statement of of the statement of punishment has been proven against them. Are you going to save them from the hellfire? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his prophet. فَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. The one that the statement of the punishment has been proven against them. أَفَأَنْتَ تُلْقِبُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Are you going to save the one that who's in the fire? Then there's no way that he can. So the statement on this verse that we read here, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ. It shows that most of the people are going to the hell. And most of the people, even from amongst the disbelievers, they will not believe. Most of the people will not believe. Therefore, they're going to go to the hell. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ. The statement has been proven against most of them. فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Statement has been proven against most of them, therefore they will not believe. And we benefit from the statement أكثرهم, most of them, that they, that the statement where Allah says most of them, we benefit from that, as the people of Tafsir mentioned, that they are from amongst the kuffar, no matter what level they reached in their disbelief and their kufr. That they are from amongst them, that they will be guided to Islam. And Allah says, most of them. The statement has been proven against most of them. And if they are from amongst the kuffar, no matter what level they reach in their disbelief, they are from amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to Islam. But it comes in Sahihain, and Abi Hurairah is a long hadith. We'll try to take from it the point that we're looking at. The hadith is on Abi Huraira. قَالَ بَعَثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْلًا قِبَلَ النَّجْدِ. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sent a small detachment, a small army, in the direction of Najd. فَجَاءَتْ بِرَجُلٍ مِنْ بَنِي حَنِيفَةٍ. They came with a man, they captured a man, from Bani Hanifa, from the tribe Bani Hanifa. يقالوا له سمامة ابن أثال. His name was سمامة ابن أثال سيد أهل اليمامة. He was the leader of أهل اليمامة. He was the leader of his people, أهل اليمامة, the people of Yamam. فربطوه بسارية من سواري المسجد. So they tied him to a pillar from amongst the pillars of the masjid. فخرج إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ماذا عندك يا سمامة. So while he is tied, he's a disbeliever, Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent out this dispatchment and they captured this leader of his people. And no war occurred between them. They captured him, and they brought him in, and he was tied in the masjid for 3 days. Every day the Prophet would come to him and say, Mada Antik, what is with you? What do you have? What's the situation? What do you have to say? Ya Sumama. His name is Sumama ibn Asad. So after 3 days of being in the masjid, masjid Medina, where the Sahabas come 5 times a day, and they make salah, and they encounter with one another, and they hear the statement of the Messenger of Allah, and he sees the encounters that are the interacting of the Prophet and the companions and the Muslims and Islam. After 3 days, the Prophet said, "Atliqu Sumama." He said, "Free him." Abu said, "Free him." فانطلق إلى نخل قريب من المسجد فاغتسل. So when they freed him, he was tied to the pillar, he got up, and he went over to a date palm tree, and he took a ghusl. He washed, he took a ghusl. ثم دخل المسجد, then he came to the masjid, فقال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. That I be a witness that none has the right to worship other than Allah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول. And I be a witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Then he said, Ya Muhammad. He said, Oh Muhammad, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, ما كان على الأرض وجه أبغض إلي من وجهك، فقد أصبح وجهك أحب الوجوه كلها إلي. So I swear by Allah on Muhammad, it was no face in this whole world that I hate more hateful to me than your face. Now your face is the most beloved of the faces to me, of all the faces. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, ما كان من دين أبغض إلي من دينك. I swear by Allah, there was no deen more hateful to me than your deen. فأصبح دينك أحب إلي كله إلي. Now, your religion has become the most beloved religion to me, all of the deen. Wallahi, ما كان بلد أبغض إليك من بلدك. There was no country more hateful to me than your country, and now your country has become the most beloved of all the countries to me. And we want to benefit from that. That from this statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ, that the statement has been proven against most of them. And this statement is the statement that Allah said He's going to put in, that mankind and those that follow Iblis, He's going to put them in a hellfire. That this statement is true on most of them. On most of them. And if Allah did not, but they are from amongst the disbelievers, that no matter what he reached in disbelief, as this Salam ibn Asad, Allahu anhu, he reached the rest of a place in disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his heart around. As it comes in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, that certainly one of you would do that. These are the people of the hellfire. حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٍ, until between him and the hellfire is just a handspan or the distance of a handspan. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ, then that which Allah wrote down from the Qadr, from the predestination, is going to overcome him. فَيَعْمَلْ بِعَمِلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, and that he's going to do the deeds of the people of Jannah, and he's going to enter Jannah. And he's going to enter Jannah. So again, it shows the importance of ilm. That they are from amongst the disbelievers that are going to accept Islam. And they are from amongst them that will never enter Islam. And these from amongst them that will never enter Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following ayat gave a parable and an example of their situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the next ayat, إِنَّ جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. Certainly, we have made in their necks clamps. It reaches their chins. فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. And مُقْمَحُونَ, we're going to explain, means that their heads are raised up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا, we have made in their necks أغلال. أغلال, the clamps. The place, and the plural is, this is the plural, أغلال, clamps. A clamp. But the place of this clamp, barakallahu fikum, is the hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Yahud, غلت أيديهم ولؤنهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their hands have been clamped, chained. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that they have the aghlal, or aghlal are put on their hands, but the aghlal are on their necks. That means that their hands are going to be chained together, and that their hands came together on the came to their neck. It was a horrific scene. First, their hands are chained together. And Allah explains the place of the ghul, or aghlal, these clamps. Ghullat aydihim. The hands, the clamp is the place of what? Of the hands. The hands are going to be clamped together. And Allah placed these clamps on their necks that their hands are going to be clamped to their necks. Ibn Kathir said their hands will be clamped to their necks and their hands will be covering their mouths. Ila adqanihim, and their hands are going to be clamped up to their chins. Adqan is different than the chin. So who look at Mahmoud? Muqnahun means, as Ibn Qayyim says, رفع الرأس وغط البصر, that you raise, your head is raised up high, your head is raised up, but your eyesight, you're looking down. And this is the situation of the people that the statement has been proven against them, and that they're not going to believe. Their hands are tied together on their necks up to their chin. And their hands are covering their mouth. Their heads are raised up high and they're looking down. This is the first description of their situation. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aqlal. We place in their necks aqlal, clamp. And the clamp, their hands are clamped. Fahiya ila al-adqan, it reaches to their chins. Their hands reach their chin to show that their hands are covering their mouth. And this from it being so tight, their heads are raised up. فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ وَمُقْمَحُونَ means that their heads are raised up and the eyes are looking down. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا and we put in front of them a bracket. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا and behind them we put a blockage. فَغَشَّيْنَاهُمْ فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ and we covered them. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ therefore they do not see any. Allah said, we put in front of them a blockage. They can't move forward. This is an example of the people of disbelief who hate Islam, how Allah has made it impossible for them to be guided. We put in front of them a blockage. And behind them a blockage. They can't move forward, nor can they move backwards. They can't move backwards. They're stuck in the disbelief that they put. Maybe some of them weren't that far in disbelief as they were. And now they reach this level of disbelief, they're stuck. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا some of the people of the Mufassirin, the people of Tafsir. It says, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا Allah didn't say, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ in front of them. He says, مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ and it's مِنْ it means an ابتداء. Allah just said, he didn't say, we made in front of them. He said, we made from in front of them a blockage. And it's from, it's مِنْ shows an ابتداء بِمَعَنَ أَنَّ هَذَا السَّدْ يَبْدَأْ مِنْ عِنْدِهِمْ وَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ سَدْ فَرَاقٌ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا أَنَّ هَذَا السَّدْ يَبْدَأْ مِنْ عِنْدِهِمْ Their hands are covering their faces. They're looking, their faces are up looking high, and they're looking down. And with that, Allah says, فَأَجْشَيْنَاهُمْ and we cover them from over the top. هُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ so they cannot see anything. They cannot see the truth. They cannot see correct. Hello? Who has raised his head on the house out of pride. He cannot lower it. Allah put him in a situation he cannot lower it.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Welcome to the conference call, a service of www.freeconference.com. We have entered your conference. Please announce yourself. While in the conference, Nick Cliff. If this is the code you intended to enter, please contact the conference or... Well...
فقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون. They said, oh, you who the Quran has come down on, you're majnoon. You're out of your mind. These people, that the statement of Allah, a punishment has been proved against them, this is their situation. Allah has tied their hands to their necks, up to their chins. And their hairs are covering their mouth, and their heads from being so tight are raised up high. Their heads are raised up high, and they're looking down. When they're looking down, they can't see their own selves, because their heads are raised up so high. Then Allah put in front of them a blockage. They can't move forward. Put behind them a blockage. They can't return back to that which they were from. Then He covered them on top. They can't see anything. Meaning they can't see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has put signs in our own selves. And He put signs in the world. So let's see that Allah, He's the one who deserves worship. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We're going to show them signs. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. We're going to show them signs. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We're going to show them the signs in the whole world, in the horizon, the whole world, and in their own self. And so that they will come clear to them that this is the truth. But these people, where their heads rise up, they can't see their own signs in their own selves. Their head is raised up too high. They can't see the signs in their own selves. To nurih him, ayatina fil asafi, wa fi anfusihim. We're going to show them our signs in the world and in their own selves. When Allah raised their head and made it stuck in this position, they can't see the signs in their own selves. The way that they're living is a terrible life. It's a despicable life. It's a low life. Can't see it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a blockage in front of them. Will cover them. They can't see the signs. Can't see Islam. Or what is? They don't see the happiness that the Muslims live. Allah has made them blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَعَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It is the same. It is the same on them. Whether you warn them, whether you don't warn them, they will not believe. They will not believe. So we want to understand from that. And we want to be very cautious. That if we find that it's easy for us to obey Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened our chest to obeying Him, then we know that we are from khair. And we hear that Allah said this, and the Prophet said that, and we need to obey this, and you need to leave that, and this is the delil. And we find that our heart leans to that, and it has humbleness to that. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had guided us and made us upon khayr. But we find a disliking to the obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And that this is haram. And that you can't do that. And this is wajib. You have to be upon this. And you see that this is difficult. And that this is tight for you. And you should turn to Allah and repent to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَعُ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكِرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ. Whoever Allah opens his heart to Islam, then he is upon light from His Lord. His heart is open. He doesn't feel any strength strength in his chest, or narrowness or tightness in his chest, then he says, leave that alone. Get upon this. This is the sunnah. Leave that alone. This is the delil. Heart is open for that. He said, this is what I've been looking for. This is the heart. I'm with it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَافِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Woe upon the hard hearts to the dhikr of Allah. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ The one that Allah has opened his chest for Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى النُّورِ He is upon light from his Lord. فَوَيْلٌ Woe upon the hard hearts to the remembrance of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالِ الْمُبِينِ Verily those are in clear ضَلَال. But these people, Allah said, it's the same. When you warn them, it's the same on them. And Ibn Taymiyyah and other them, they make clear that Allah said, it's the same on them, whether you warn them or you don't warn them. It's the same on them. He didn't say it's the same on you. It's the same on you. Yeah, Muhammad, it's the same on you, whether you warn them or you don't warn them. No, it's the same on them. As for the Prophet, if he warns them and calls them to Islam, then he has a reward. So again, this shows the importance of us establishing ilm. We don't know from amongst the disbelievers who is going to accept and who is not going to accept, and who the statement of Allah has been proven against them. We don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشر It is fair, but it's fair that is based upon ilm. Don't they mean he explains that Allah, he put khashi ar-Rahman, that they say ar-Rahman. He didn't say that they say Allah, they say ar-Rahman. But the more that somebody is afraid of ar-Rahman, the more that his khashi has increased in ar-Rahman, the more merciful that he's going to have from ar-Rahman. The more mercy that he has. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this ayat, from amongst those who describing those that the warning benefits them. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر. Certainly, you warn those that follow the ذكر. They follow the Quran. وخشي الرحمن بالغيب. And they follow الرحمن in غيب. They follow الرحمن. Afwan. They are fearful الرحمن in the unseen. And while this statement, when they say Ar-Rahman in the unseen, has two meanings. The first meaning is that they say Ar-Rahman wa huwa in umur al-ghaybiyya. We don't see Allah. He fears Allah upon ilm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from amongst the things that we don't see. And from amongst the meaning of this statement is that he fears Allah while he is unseen, meaning, while the people don't see him, he still fears Allah. While the people don't see him, he still fears Allah. He doesn't have a specific thing while he's in front of the people, and then when he's alone by himself, then he switches up. Or when he travels away to a different country where nobody knows him, maybe he listens to music, or maybe he goes to the movies, or maybe he sits on the beach. La, خشي الرحمن بالغيب, while he's not being seen. نعم هذا هو سبحانه وتعالى والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث أبي هريرة السبعة في ظلهم الله في ظلي the seven that Allah is going to put him in his shade in the state that there's no shade from the Muslim Allah mentions رجل ذكر الله خاليا فقال أيضا and he remembered Allah and he was alone and he said And for monks, these descriptions are those are the meaning of this verse saying Allah in a state of being unseen while you're and not in front of people and the people don't see you. That you still have this fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith that has been narrated by Ibn Majah, by Al-Nisa'i, Imam Al-Nisa'i, and his Sunan, the Imam Al-Nisa'i, his name is Ahmad ibn Shu'ayb, from the hadith of Thawban. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, la'a'lamanna aqwamin min ummati. Certainly, I am going to know some people from my ummah yatuna yawm al-qiyamah. They are going to come on the day of resurrection. Bihasanatin amthali jibali tahama biba. They're going to come yawm al-qiyamah with good deeds, the likes of the tall white mountains of Tahama. That's how big their deeds are. Yaj'aluha Allahu azza wa jalla haba'an mansura. Allah is going to make their deeds like scattered dust. لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Certainly, I'm going to know people from amongst my ummah. يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They're going to come يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. بِحَسَنَاتِ. I'm sorry, جِبَالِ تَحَامَ بِيُبَى. They're going to come with big deeds. The likes of the great big mountains of Tahama, the white mountains of Tahama, that extend from Yemen to Mecca, the Saudi. يَجْعَلُهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَبَاءً مَنْصُورًا. Allah is going to make their teeth scattered dust. Nothing. Nothing. قَالَ ثَوْبَانَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. ثَوْبَانَ said, O Messenger of Allah, صِفْهُمْ لَنَا. Describe them to us. صَلِّهِمْ لَنَا. Explain them to us. أَلَّا نَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَا نَعْلَمْ. So that we won't be from amongst them and we don't even know. قال إنهم إخوانكم ومن جلدتكم. They are from amongst your brothers and from your same descriptions like يأخذون من الليل كما تأخذون. They have that part that they take from praying at night, just like you get up and pray at night. ولكن أقواما إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. But these people, if they were alone with that which Allah made haram, they fell into it. If they were alone by themselves with that which Allah made haram, they fall into it. But this is important. وخشي الرحمن بالغيب. These are the people that benefit from the purpose of the Quran being coming down as a warning. So if you find yourself that when you're alone, you tend to lean to that which is not pleasing to Allah. Know that your situation is not good. And if you have to turn to Allah and ask Him to cure you and to rectify your situation. Now, this is what we wanted to look at today, and this is what the time allows us to look at and benefit from this example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought in this surah Yasin in the beginning of it, that the people of disbelief, Allah put them in a situation that they cannot get out. They cannot move forward. They cannot move back. They cannot see. They're stuck. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our souls upon Islam. And upon Iman, and upon Tawbah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Naam, barakallahu fikum.